call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that the courthouse will be closed in observance of 4th of July on Thursday, July 4th. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 476520 through 476575. Warrants 8412 through 8414 and warrant 8416. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next item on the agenda is approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 24th, 2024, and one set of executive session minutes for June 24th, 2024. Are there any questions?
I don't have any.
No questions.
No questions.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for June 24th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our bid recommendation 202405-555, the courthouse flooring rehabilitation. With us this morning, we have legal and purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence, along with our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Turpening. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning. We received one bid from Devman Floor Covering, which came in at $183,000.
$840.60. And the time this was out for bid was?
About 30 days.
30 days, okay.
You want to tell us what this bid's for?
It's for all the flooring other than the ladies over here and recorders. Mm-hmm. And
okay, so all the hallways and main areas in this building out here.
Yes.
Okay.
Move to award bid number 202405-555 to Deadman Floor Covering out of Hartfield, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of ARPA funds disbursements. With us this morning, we have our grants coordinator, Ms. Melissa Duckworth. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, thank you. We have three different entities this morning that we will be awarding or discussing. We have the Faith Community Health, OCAC, and the Senior Friendship Site. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We'll start first on our agenda. We have the Faith Community Health, if that was work for you, Melissa.
That works for me.
Okay.
So I'll have Kyle go ahead and join.
Yeah, do
you can come over here.
Over here. Yeah.
Unless you don't want to sit right next to me. So Faith Community Health has a request for $100,000 for services that they provide to the community. I'll have Kyle David present that to you. We have gone through the application. It is eligible expenditure for the funding.
Okay.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me here. My name is Kyle David, Executive Director at Faith Community Health. We're seeking $100,000 for mental health expansion in this county, $50,000, which would go towards administrative salaries that would get us through this year at 64% coverage. The other half would go towards renovations for the current space. So currently we have two offices for counselors. This would allow us to get up to 10 offices. We see the statistics in our county rising with the need. 16% of our residents have reported mental health disorders or substance use disorders. And that, if you round that number out, that's about 9,000 individuals. So we're scratching the surface, but we are all in towards mental health right now and seeking that cause.
Melissa, we discussed all this. Where are we at in the process as far as, have they filled out the application?
So they have completed their applications. Okay. So we're at the point now where you guys hear the final presentation, okay, the final argument for or against of, and then approve those applications. Then we'll go through the agreement process. They'll provide a notice of decision.
So that's where we're at with the application process. Okay.
Application
so we can approve
process.
The application at one point. We don't have anything in our package. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering where we were at in the process. So,
yes. It is the formal application process. So we have the applications, formal applications.
Remind me, you guys may remember, but remind me how we've done it in the past for the ARPA funds. Did we just approve the application or do we wait for the...
You approve the application up to a certain amount or for the full amount requested, either way, depending on how you feel about the project. And then after that, we'll
then the agreement's not
stuff. And we'll go through all the formal administrative stuff.
Okay.
And then when they complete everything. And
they complete everything, then we submit a PO payment request.
Okay.
And you'll give that information to our
yes,
administrative assistant. She'll do the PO and
correct,
so forth.
She will take care of all of that stuff. There is a signature page. The three of you will sign a notice of decision signature page after approval. And then we'll get it all.
Today started. Is the final time we hear about this, until
the final time
before the disbursement.
Yes.
Correct.
Do you have an application there that we can look at?
I do.
As far as just a...
I have
a copy too if you need one.
I just need to see one so I can make a motion.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
$100,000 is the ask, right?
$100,000 is the ask,
that's correct. Thank you. Can you give us all in front of
it?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no, this was the other one.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Ma'am?
No.
Move to approve the application for county ARPA funds as presented by Faith Community Health in the amount of $100,000.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next we have is for OCAC.
OCAC is requesting $25,000 to go towards their emergency fund, and this is also eligible. We've discussed this, so we are in the same process, formal application process for OCAC. I only have a single application. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Rich Thompson. I'm a supervisor at Cheney County OCAC in Branson. We assist low-income families with rent, emergency car repairs, food, emergency shelter, and that's what these funds would go for. We do receive federal grants, and this year our grant was very, very low. In fact, it's already spent for the entire year of 2024. for Taney County. These funds would help Taney County residents only, and no other counties would be assisted to help our low-income families. Appreciate the opportunity to come before you today.
What's the NC stand for after?
Neighborhood Center.
Thank you. Is it just NC or is the legal name Neighborhood Center?
Legal's Neighborhood Center.
Okay. Before we get a motion on this, I would like to talk with our legal counsel for just a second, if you have a second, Mr. Elliott. Now we're ready. Is there any further discussion? Any questions?
No. You might explain why you had counsel come up.
So if you all would like to know, I, at the liberty of being the presiding commissioner, I sit on the OCAC board, so that is why I will abstain and recuse myself from the vote on this moving forward. Is one of the parts of my job that I do is to sit on the OCAC board, so that is why I've asked for legal counsel to come up and give direction as for me to abstain and how to properly do that and not cause any conflict amongst the commission or OCAC. So.
Move to approve the... application for county ARPA funds as presented by Taney County OCAC Neighborhood Center in the amount of $25,000.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I abstain. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank
you. Our next one is for the Senior Friendship Site.
There will be two separate requests for the Senior Friendship Site in support of the Farmers Market and also the Community Garden.
Thank you, ma'am.
Request in support of the farmers market and placing facilities there is $8,416. And for the community garden, do you want to do them individually or?
Commission?
We can hear them both at the same time, it's fine with me.
Okay. And for the community garden, $21,485.
I do have a quick question though. I went by there for barbecue yesterday.
He sold out.
I was
sorry.
It said 1 to 6. I was there at 5:04. And I drove past it and I turned around because you guys had the gates locked and everything.
Yeah, we did. Hey, all I can say is talk to Brandon.
It's terrible timing. All I have to say is it's terrible timing.
Well, his food is very good, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Well, let's see. It must be. You can find out this coming Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Okay, now, Thursday is the 4th of July.
You know, that's right.
They're going to be open. See? They're going to be closed.
Don't give him false hope.
Said, talk to Brandon.
I'm going to abstain from this one.
That is Brandon. That's right.
Oh, so normally he's open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday,
yes,
correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Saturday there was a line, so
yes,
it was packed.
Yes. And I did have a complaint Saturday from a handicapped person, how long they had to, the way the handicap was, they had to walk such a distance. And
yes.
I didn't plan on talking to you in the public, but I said I'll see but not just mention and see if there's something they can do.
And you notice that is on the...
This is part of that?
Yes.
Well, that's great.